You should create your presentation with the PowerPoint template, which will be available on Canvas. The presentation should include the following parts. First, a title slide, which includes your name, target response, agency name. Second, an overview slide with client information such as name, age, diagnosis, and relevant information about client's repertoire. Make sure to protect your client's confidentiality by using a pseudonym. Third, two slides with figures. Minimally, you should include a graph depicting the target response. Ideally, you should also include one slide with a related assessment. If you're discussing a behavior reduction objective, then you should include any available functional assessment data, functional analysis, descriptive data, etc. If you're discussing a skill acquisition objective, for example, acquisition of MANS, you may have the results of a skill assessment like the VB maps to review, or you may have data from a prompt assessment. During your presentation, you should make sure to review all relevant information for your client. I suggest that you begin by describing what you're currently doing and the rationale for this program, for example, historical data. You should then seek input from the audience by noting the things that are and aren't going well. Remember, the purpose of this presentation is for you to practice your presentation skills and speak in behavior analytical terminology. It is also a chance for you to seek assistance from your peers. During subsequent semesters, this assignment will be replaced by a case study.